Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. Magical Engineer Frank and I are ready to go. We are going to be talking about serotonin levels. Yeah. Are they rising? And what does that mean? And how you can manage your brain serotonin chemicals. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about shingles a little bit. People have been asking about how you deal with that naturally without having, you know, all the pain and all that. So we're going to be talking about that, and we'll see how the hour rolls. We've got some other things we can obviously launch into. And we have a quack report, but before we get to that, big sweet and semper fi, or righteous men and women in uniform, always lifting them up in prayer. And I'm praying for righteous leadership in this land. I'm praying for righteous men of valor to go forth and establish, you know, some sound government. You know, enough with this nonsense, right? And I don't know about you, but I hit the knees, seek the Lord's face every day, and I plead for truth and justice like Isaiah 59 says we should. But you know what? You could go to 1 Chronicles, and in chapter 3, there's this little prayer by Jabez that's really cool. And Jabez kind of sought the God of Israel, and he said, "Oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that your hand might be with me, that it would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." Always a good plan, you know. It asks the Lord to rebuke the devourer for your sake. You know, that's always, always a good plan. And you'll find that prayer, obviously, in Malachi chapter 3. And always, you know, be a good thing to, you know, use the word of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit, because it doesn't come back void. Mm-mm. Hope you'll mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? Well, let's see. There was a study, how come women outlive men? Science wanted to zero in on that answer. So they said, you know, women. It was consonant math. They said adults that were born in the 1800s were the first to see men dying at higher rates than women. So they wanted to know why the gender difference of expectancy. So they published their findings, though, in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. So they decided to look back at some of this population data going back 200 years. And common causes of death, they said, were, you know, things like a death by, you know, disease, and people born between 1800 and 1935 in 13 countries across and in a North American Europe were combined and analyzed. In general, men and women that were born in the 1800s lived shorter lives than people that do in the 20th century. So back in the 1800s, they assessed the reason they had shorter lives and they didn't live as long as because they didn't have always clean water and good nutritious food. So the lack of nutrition, you know, affected their ability to fight infectious disease. So, you know, as sanitation got better and as our agricultural got better, we had more nutrition year round. And so the rates started to, you know, shift. So, basically the first part of the 20th century, smoking was also a factor, more common among the men than the women, and they got more lung cancer than the women did. But with more nutrition and clean water available, the ages of death between men and women shifted. If you looked at the ages between 40 and 50, it fell by almost 30% for women and about 17% for men. So they think it was just, you know, frozen foods and getting that vitamin C year-round. All right, moving along on the quack report. New strain of polio type of virus is in the news. About 100 kids in 34 states have developed this mysterious virus that has affected muscle weakness and paralysis in their arms and legs. The condition is known as acute flaccid myelitis, and researchers think it's linked to a virus called the enterovirus D68. Now, 20% of the children did get paralysis, and they did test positive for the virus EVD68. Wasn't clear if that virus is behind the paralysis, though. So there was this other study of a girl that had a condition that was known to be linked to enterovirus C105, and this is happening in people in Peru, Republic of Congo, and it's been happening since 2010. And this particular virus seems to be a type of polio virus. So this outbreak with this acute flaccid myelitis has affected over 100 kids in the United States since last year. And most have been experiencing a respiratory illness prior to the onset of the weakness in their arms and legs. Well, here's the thing. I wonder how many of these kids still have their tonsils, because the tonsil gland is the gland that manufactures an antidote for poliovirus, an antibody for poliovirus. So Hold on to your tonsils, folks. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, alternative medicine users, they say, are more knowledgeable, according to a new study. That's right. New research out of San Francisco State University said that people who have struggled with their own health problems and overcame them through personal study and proactiveness, implementing some alternative methods, found that, you know, alternative is really the foundation of health. Alternative medicine isn't the alternative medicine. It's the original medicine. So people that are practicing things like yoga, meditation, chiropractic care, acupuncture, detoxification strategies, and so forth, are promoting a better quality of life, a healthier life, according to the research here in San Francisco. So a lot of these people are understanding that they are approaching a whole body wellness, and that's able to restore mind, body, and spirit. And a person understands that the purpose of these foundational health strategies is to rise above diseased states of being and be living life with more health and vitality. So according to the research, they said that the poor have less access to health information for various reasons. So they're not going to be the ones that are the proactive type and doing certain things more or less. So another insight from their study was that people who are less physically active are more likely to claim a lack of knowledge for not using holistic health strategies as well. Well, move it and use it or lose it is the philosophy most people admire and adhere to, and that's me too. You got to exercise and move every day. We're designed to move, so up you go. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about rising serotonin levels. And what's with that? Well, there are some simple and organic ways to improve your serotonin level and feel less anxious or depressed and enjoy life more. Now, science tells us that the chemicals in our brain affect our mood. So the serotonin neurotransmitter, they say, is created when other biochemicals like tryptophan proteins and tryptophan hydrolase are converted. So serotonin is believed to be a brain neurotransmitter or a hormone. So how can we be so powerful as to be able to control our own serotonin levels and not fall into the depths of depression? Well, we're going to find out. First, we're going to talk about the serotonin. We're going to take a roadmap here of serotonin. And since serotonin is manufactured in your brain and also in your intestines, how can you better manage it? Well, according to medicalnewstoday.com, your intestinal tract makes a majority of the serotonin, about 80 to 90% of it. A small amount is also detectable in your blood platelets and your nervous system. And medical science is convinced that serotonin, once in the brain, cannot cross the blood-brain barrier. So what's made in the brain stays in the brain, according to them. However, our bodies are interconnected via circulation, hormones, chemical and electrical signals and impulses, that even the slightest adjustment in these can be felt by the brain. Let's talk about the serotonin effect. People who are invested in being proactive with their health know that they can better manage their serotonin level, and it helps regulate the intensity of signals to their nerve cells. So nerve cells are all over our bodies, and they're a conductive force for our metabolism. So depressed people tend to have depleted energy levels and low serotonin. So when we better manage the serotonin, we improve our mental outlook, our metabolism function, our bone health, liver function, cell regeneration, and if you're a nursing mother, you'll reduce the likelihood of getting the baby blues, and you'll improve your body's ability to manufacture breast milk. Let's talk about brain power, because our brain is the master switch to the body. So the neurotransmitters help the brain to manage the functions of the body. And science believes that the serotonin in the brain either directly or indirectly affects not only our mood, but our bowel function. So it makes sense because, you know, the bowel is loaded with nerve endings to stimulate the bowel muscle to move. And depressed people often suffer from malfunctioning bowel and constipation. Now, serotonin, we're told, also is involved with appetite controls and identifying when we feel full. So a signal is sent to the brain when we should stop eating. So any forced rise in serotonin usually is done by drugs, and they'll be created, they'll create this euphoric effect. And this is the sensation people become addicted to. So drugs such as LSD, for instance, push up the serotonin level significantly. So as mentioned, the serotonin level seems to be associated with depression. However, scientific medicine is really not sure which is to blame. Lower levels of serotonin cause depression, or if depression lowers the serotonin level. Other scientists think that serotonin does not cause depression at all. So currently, medicine cannot test to see how much serotonin is in your brain itself. The best they can do is to test your blood for serotonin serum levels, and then they make an educated guess how much serotonin is in your brain. Therefore, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or the SSRI antidepressants, are really at best a scientific guess that they can adjust the serotonin in your brain, adjust that serotonin level to relieve your symptoms of depression. So science admits they're just not sure how this works, and it's a large-scale hypothesis. Now, according to professor and medical doctor and author David Healy, he says serotonin drugs to address depression are, in his scientific opinion, the marketing of a myth. He says that doctors and patients have bought into this myth by putting aside clinical trial data that reveals there's really no evidence of lives saved or restored function. Here's a quote from Dr. Healy. He says, serotonin reuptake inhibitors have never shown any correlation between a potency of serotonin effect and treatment for depression. There is no evidence that this treatment corrects anything. End of quote. So Dr. Healy is a respected doctor. He's a scientist in Wales, the UK, and he's the founder of the Date-Based Medicine Limited Foundation. His articles are often published in the British Medical Journal, such as the 2015 editorial piece called Low Serotonin is a Mythical Cause of Depression. His latest book is titled Pharmageddon, and it's about the pharmaceutical companies that have hijacked healthcare and with life-threatening results. He is also one of the world's expert witnesses at homicide and suicide trials, which involve psychotropic drugs. So it kind of makes you wonder if those that claim that these drugs help their depression, if they're not influenced by the placebo effect, because the side effects of these antidepressants will cause restlessness, insomnia, tremors, dry mouth, headache, sexual dysfunction, dizziness, nausea, diarrhea, sweating, and suicidal thoughts. Well, what happens if you have too much serotonin? You ever think of that? All right, well, it is believed that if the serotonin level gets, you know, too high, it's raised high enough, let's say it's just raised high enough, it can create an apathetic state of mind. Some antidepressants produce this effect. And people that are taking such drugs are still depressed, but they just don't care that they're depressed. So if serotonin is raised even higher, the symptoms are confusion, agitation, shivering, loss of coordination, galvanic skin reflex. Anybody know what that is? No? Well, it's goosebumps. That's what that means. And, of course, muscle rigidity is also a side effect of serotonin elevated really high. So this is really called the serotonin syndrome, and there is excessive stimulation of the central nervous system and also the serotonin receptors. So this occurs when you're taking prescription medication or illegal drugs. It often occurs if patients mix antidepressants with headache medicine. Cancerous tumors can also cause the serotonin to rise to excessive levels. And this can often occur with colon cancer as there is a serotonin in the digestive tract. So doctors sometimes, you know, accidentally discover colon cancer using a serotonin serum blood test. Now, if a patient experiences serotonin syndrome, they have this high nerve activity and it can occur suddenly after taking drugs. And the life-threatening symptoms would include a fever, irregular heartbeat, and unconsciousness. So if the situation is severe, just stopping the drugs will not be sufficient, and patients may be required to be hospitalized with additional treatments such as drugs to reverse the paralysis or the muscle relaxants, slow the heart rate or lower the blood pressure, and block the serotonin production that the body is making. Mm. Well, there is a natural call to all this. And modern medicine really is kind of in its infancy with regards to depression and brain chemicals. Research points to foods, spices, and herbs which can contain natural tryptophan to help the body naturally balance the serotonin levels. So look at food like chickpeas, spinach, egg whites, and salmon for natural tryptophan. Spices, nuts, and seeds would be like walnuts, yellow mustard seeds, caraway, and sesame seeds, also with the tryptophan. And you can't forget your herbs with tryptophan. That would be fenugreek, spearmint, rosemary, thyme, and fennel seed all have the tryptophan in them. All right, so let's make sure that we get the big picture here because, you know, scientific medicine likes to isolate parts of the body and just treat that, but our bodies are interconnected. Natural healers will look at the big picture and attempt to balance more than just one area. So keep in mind the nervous system isn't just a bunch of brain chemicals, and it runs almost entirely, your nervous system runs almost entirely on natural B vitamins. I stress natural there. So depressed individuals will have low B vitamin level. So a caution to folks, though, you want to avoid the synthetic vitamins as they are really not the same nutrition you find in foods or herbs that have natural B vitamins. So if you'd like a free list of foods and herbs that have those natural Bs, you want to contact Apothecary Herbs and they'll send it to you. That number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. 0277, or you can just email them off the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Now, they also have the herb products that contain the natural B vitamins and the natural tryptophan. So you want to look at their products. By name, it would be Body Foundation Food Mix. It has the natural Bs and the spinach. You want to look for their brain concentrate. It has the rosemary and the ginkgo. Their bowel cleanse helps to protect the bowel and the serotonin levels that's being manufactured there. Also, your blood cleanse is an excellent source to encounter, as well as valerian root, the fenugreek tincture, the fennel seed tincture, the thyme tincture, and a whole bunch of other things there at thepowerherbs.com. So you can protect yourself from illnesses like, you know, serotonin deficiency or elevated levels, you know, keep a balance, keep illness away. Herbs can help you cleanse and nourish your body. And this is what people are finding out, that, you know, alternative medicine is really the original medicine and it's the foundation of health. That's what it is. Check that out as soon as you can. Thepowerherbs.com. You can call to order or to request your free product catalog. Their toll-free is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com as well. And of course, they do have coupons, so they're on their website if you want to check out their herb coupons and save. They will be glad to help you save money on your herbs. Awesome. Okay, we're going to shift gears and we're going to be talking about, I know we got a few minutes before the break, so we're going to be talking about shingles for a little bit. Sometimes I get emails and calls about certain topics. We've touched on them before, but, you know, people want me to go over stuff, and I go, okay, you know, tune in tonight and we'll try to do that. shingles, nobody wants shingles. I mean, it's one of those lifetime risks that if you've had chickenpox, you probably will get shingles. Two in every 10 people in the U.S. will have shingles. That's 500,000 people every year get shingles. That's like 1,500 people a day. Wow. So this is a very painful and disabling type of illness. It's very uncomfortable, more uncomfortable than chickenpox ever was. So people over 50 years of age tend to get shingles probably because, you know, their immune system gets weaker or they're feeling a lot of stress, and the chickenpox virus sits on the nervous system, like this, you know, camp out there, and it waits for its opportune moment when you're a little low on maybe B vitamins for your nervous system, for instance, or you're under extreme stress. So we're going to find out how we can naturally deal with this. So what are shingles? Well, it's a virus. It's a zoster virus. It's caused by chickenpox, and it's a pesky childhood disease known as chickenpox, but it lies dormant, as I said, and it'll have an outbreak after the chickenpox has been resolved, but you'll have an outbreak later, and they call it shingles. So the virus likes to kind of camp out and squat on the nervous tissue, specifically the cerebral ganglia or the cranial nerves of the posterior nerve root. And as we get older, these viruses can kind of, you know, reactivate and give you shingles. Modern medicine really doesn't know why this happens, but as the reactivation of the virus spreads, it continues to multiply on the ganglia nerves, and it tends to destroy a host of neurons there while it travels down the sensory nerves to your skin. So that's where the pain's coming in, too. So this would explain why shingles is worse than chickenpox. And you will break out in blisters, and it'll be very painful. And they can break out in several areas of the body: abdomen, torso, back, head, neck, face. So it's just really a gamut of where your weakest area is going to have it. And who's at risk? Well, people over 50, those who have weak immune systems, people with HIV, people who have experienced chemotherapy or radiation treatments, transplant patients because they're on immune suppressant drugs, and those experiencing a lot of extreme stress. Those who take the chickenpox vaccine are also going to be at risk later on down the road because you've just intentionally injected yourself with that virus into your bloodstream, and yeah, it's going to sit on that nervous ganglia waiting to attack. So what are some of the symptoms? Well, some doctors will not get the diagnosis right the first time because early symptoms kind of mimic other things like diabetic peripheral neuropathy or the flu, even appendicitis or pleurisy. So early symptoms include, of course, your fever, that overall weak feeling. Within 2 to 4 days, you get a burning sensation, maybe a shooting pain, some tingling or itching on one side of your body or on the face. It could appear there. So the pain normally lasts about 4 weeks, and you get a rash or blisters that appear usually within 14 days. Then it contains this clear fluid. Sometimes it can be pussy looking, and the blisters scab over in about 10 days after appearing. So you want to be careful not to rupture these blisters, or they're going to become more infected. Now, such infection can enlarge your lymph nodes, can also become a serious blood infection. So with a disease like this, sometimes, you know, if it's on the face, you run the risk of more complication involving things like hearing loss and vision. So we got to think of that, too. Well, I know we're coming up to a break, so we're going to talk about this some more, what medicine does and what we can do. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Well, we're talking about the shingles and how we can defeat them. You know, sometimes some of the symptoms, if you tend to come down with the shingles, you may have some dizziness and loss of taste. Very common. In rare occurrences, if you get an infection, It could really make trouble for the central nervous system. You can get some what they call muscle atrophy and have even motor paralysis. So another symptom that can occur is residual symptoms that are called post-heparatic neuralgia, which, you know, represent pain from the shingles that lingers for months or even years after the outbreak is resolved. That would really suck. So usually it happens with elderly patients, and so we're gonna look at some things how to deal with this. But first, what does modern medicine do? Well, they are trying to come up actually with up with a vaccine to prevent shingles. I'm not a big fan of vaccinations. I don't like chicken pox. I don't like shingles. I don't like any of that stuff. Bypassing all your immune system defenses and going right into the bloodstream because the immune system is going to say, oh, you're supposed to be here, and not create an antibody. So it makes little sense to really inject this virus into the blood system so it can park itself on your nervous system until you're 50, under stress, have a weak immune system, and give you the shingles. So taxpayer money is really going to developing this vaccine. And they're calling it the National Shingles Prevention Study is conducting the research for the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. They are currently recruiting volunteers to test it in Bethesda, Maryland, at the clinical center there. And when they're under development with this vaccine, right now they say you have to settle since it's not on the market. You have to settle for the antiviral drugs. Which really just only helps a little bit with the rash. That's all. So they give you a little cortisone cream, help you with the pain a little bit. Oddly enough, doctors recommend their patients use cayenne pepper for the pain. Real cayenne will numb the nerve endings and offers comfort from the pain. And it also helps the scabs to heal a lot faster as well, like in 2 days. Who needs 10 days? 14 days, 2 weeks. Count them two. All right, during the illness, you want to avoid starches and sugars. That's going to just exacerbate the shingles. The sugar feeds the virus, and it's not really good for the central nervous system either. So the starches will create mucus to prevent toxin removal as well. So you can have some natural juices with no added sugar to them. Use a little honey or stevia if you need some sweetener. And use some hot beverages as well. And you could also do a detox. This would probably be a good time to do that. If it were me, I would do a bowel cleanse, a liver gallbladder cleanse, and a blood cleanse. That's what I'd be doing straight off the bat. And other essential aids that I tend to use for shingles is I use a lot of immune-boosting formulas, especially those that have echinacea in them. It helps your body make antibodies and shortens the duration of your issue there. So if you're looking for a really good echinacea formula, the folks at Apothecary Herbs make one called Immune Booster. Immune Booster, it's awesome stuff. And also there's a berry that I would use because it has not only antibacterial fighting alkaloids in it, but it also has a major component to kill the shingles virus. So we're talking about some studies that they did on barberry because of its bacterial fighting quality alkaloid called berberine. And scientists and doctors have concluded that barberry, it contains major compounds to kill not only shingles, but staph, strep, diarrhea, salmonella. So, you know, you got some really good bacterial fighting elements there in barberry. So you can take that to the bank. Of course, if you're looking for that, always, thepowerherbs.com has that. Now, a lot of times what I'll also do is I'll relax the muscles in the central nervous system of the body. You know, just take the tension out. And the body heals faster when there's less tension and it's more calm. So I will use a combination of an herb called lobelia with valerian root. And if you're looking for those, thepowerherbs.com has them, relaxation formula and valerian root, and you can check that out there. Now, you can take that internally, and you can also, if you want, apply them topically, the relax formula topically to the sores. So this is a liquid. And what I do is I also layer in some liquid stitches, which is basically a liquid cayenne formula. And this helps heal the sores a little better. You can even use some garlic juice as well. Garlic is antiviral, bacterial, and fungal, so you can't go wrong topically using that as and use your cayenne too. So just get a little cotton ball and dab it on. You'll be good. Just gently, because of the nerve endings are really kind of going to be pinging there. Now, pain management, what I like to do is I'll use some salicin-rich herbs, which reduce the inflammation and the pain. So take that internally before you start topically dabbing, okay? And I like to use the natural vitamin Bs because we know the central nervous system lives, survives, thrives on natural vitamin B. So you want to, you know, power up your nerves with some fortification. And so if you're looking for natural vitamin B, you're going to find that in the Body Foundation food mix at thepowerherbs.com. It will also provide protein, plant protein, vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. So check that out as well. So you've got some tools here, and you can check out the shingles category on the website, thepowerherbs.com. They do have a shingles kit. So you want to get, you know, the basics. You can just get the kit, or you can kind of pop in whatever you need from that page into your shopping cart. And, of course, you want to drink more than you eat when you have the shingles, okay? You want to lighten the load on the body. It uses a lot of energy to digest food. So, you know, kind of do your juice therapy. Use your body food mix to add a little bit more protein. And, you know, get a gallon or more juices per day going into the body and avoid the caffeine and alcohol if you can. And because that dehydrates the system. Another thing I use is if the glands get kind of inflamed and agitated from the shingles virus, then I'll layer in some mullein. Mullein's great for taking the tension and soothing glands, taking the tension out and soothing your lymph glands, okay? So you've got some tools. You got some information there, thepowerherbs.com. You can type in herbtalklive.com and get on over there. And, you know, just, you know, be a happy camper, and you don't be defeated by shingles. Not at all. All right, well, we were just talking about using your Body Foundation food mix and putting it in your juices. So we're going to talk about some of your juicing. I like to call it liquid fuel. And so we're going to talk about why juicing is just excellent for the body and helps really give it a lot of strength and energy. I guess you could consider it a liquid fast, but it's not fasting the way you think of fasting. There's several reasons why people do juicing, but most of them do it maybe to lose weight or to do a detox for the system. So you'll accomplish both of those goals and reserve a lot of energy for your system that's normally used to digest solid foods. So you won't be wasting away on the sofa. You'll be able to carry on your normal routine, and you'll just have bounds of extra energy when you're doing it. The trick is how you do your juicing. We're going to get into that. So when should you do your juicing and when you shouldn't? Well, there are times when any kind of juice fasting, if you will, or cleansing is not going to be recommended. For instance, if you're pregnant or nursing, you don't want to do it then. If you just had surgery, you want to wait until you've healed. If you have an eating disorder or if you're anemic, you want to wait until you get that corrected. If you're anemic, you can actually add to your normal diet some raw beetroot juice, no fiber, you know, but you're still going to be eating solid foods. This helps build your blood system up in 24 hours. So if you're diabetic, you're going to need to avoid a lot of the citrus juices because of the sugar content and use more vegetable juice. And watch the carrot because that contains a lot of natural sugar. Now, I've seen people with serious health conditions improve and get really healthy just using some natural therapies like juicing. So if you have a chronic disease, and use caution with any treatment, monitor yourself, your vital signs more closely, but, you know, work with it. You know, and maybe get an experienced naturopath to work with you on it. But it's just one of those natural therapies that can just do wonders for the body. All right, let's talk about what juice fasting does. So when you do a juice fast, or if you're just doing juice therapy, the system It fills the system with nutrition while it empties you of waste material. Isn't that great? So it's nourishing you and detoxifying you at the same time. So the juice provides your body with what herbalists call enzyme therapy. And it's kind of ironic that people line up at the drugstores or the vitamin stores to buy bottles of overpriced enzymes in supplements, but you can get it already with fresh, unprocessed juicing. So heat tends to destroy your enzymes, so you want to make sure that your juice you're not using a lot of heat when you do it, and watch if the blender gets hot at the base. Be careful, because that heat can radiate up into the blade, and then the blade gets hot. So you want to just be careful on that. Also, avoid the cooked foods that contain no enzymes. You don't want to juice those at all. Because you know what? Your liver and your pancreas, they produce a lot of digestive enzymes in order to take care of cooked foods and solid foods. So when you do your juice therapy, and you're getting all this nutrition, but you're putting those organs on a little bit of a mini vacation. So they get to rest. So the body uses a lot of energy to manufacture those enzymes, and you can actually, take your liver and take your pancreas and say, take a couple of days off. It's awesome, in a way. So when the body is dealing with solid foods, it has to eliminate a lot of residues and a lot of energy that the body has to use when it's handling solid foods. So when you juice fast, you provide all those enzymes, all that building block of energy and nutrition without having to suck the life force of energy into the digestive tract to deal with solid foods. So your body can reroute that energy it's not using. And that's why people, when they're juicing, are amazed that they don't feel like they need to lie down or they're weak or anything. So this is basically an enzyme-free diet. Most Americans, when they eat a lot of prepackaged foods, this is an enzyme-free diet. So if you're eating a lot of cooked foods, you're getting an enzyme-free diet, because when you cook foods, you destroy a lot of the enzymes. So that's very unnatural. So try to eat, even when you're not juicing, try to eat as much fresh fruits and vegetables as you can. So overprocessing does destroy those enzymes. So if you want to live to be 100, have some unassisted mobility, still have your mental faculties going, then grow a garden and do juicing periodically. You know, I mean, if you read your Bible, you could see some of these men of old, they're amazing health they were in. The Bible describes Moses just before he died, after the Israelites went into Canaan. He was viewing Canaan from the mountaintop, and the Lord said his eyes were not dim. So he didn't have cataracts. He didn't have macular degeneration. He didn't have nearsightedness or farsightedness issue. He had healthy eyeballs. And, he's pretty old. Well, let's look at some of the other benefits. Some of the other benefits when you do your juicing is you'll get to purge more fat and cholesterol from the blood. That's awesome. So it's a natural way to thin the blood, okay, defat it, get rid of the cholesterol. So when you do that, guess what else you're going to do? You defat the blood, and when you do that, the blood is able to get into more areas of the body that may have been sick because of hindered circulation. And blood brings healing. So with improved circulation, the small capillaries are cleansed as well. Nerve endings are fed nourishment. And especially if you're diabetic and you have peripheral neuropathy, those nerve endings aren't getting that blood flow. That's what's happening. So, and your nerve endings are complaining, and that's why you have those symptoms of peripheral neuropathy. So, your hormonal system also is going to benefit when you do your juicing. So the juices provide these chemicals and enzymes that the body utilizes to balance hormones. So you can be really sick if the body does not produce enough insulin or thyroid hormone, immunoglobulin, interferon, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. So all these chemicals are built from nutrition, and juice fasting actually provides a lot of that nutrition. So it's a nice therapy to help balance a lot of areas of the metabolism things like, you know, your endocrine system, your thyroid, your pancreas, reproductive system, and so on. And you'll have enough energy. You will. You'll have enough energy. Well, let's talk about some facts and myths real quick about juicing. A lot of people believe that when you juice and you do this fasting with juice, you won't have the energy you need to get through your day. Well, the opposite is really true, because most people are amazed to find out that not only do they have enough energy, they have more energy than they did when they were on solid foods. So they have more focus, they notice, too. It clears their mind, and they're not as distracted. So people often report that they experience a change in their sense of smell and taste when they do their juice fasting. Others say their vision improves. Now, the Greeks, the Romans, the Egyptians, they all wrote about mental clarity when they fasted. Some of the great scientific minds in history would stop eating when they wanted to find the answer to a problem because it enhanced their mental clarity. One of my herbal professors said that the Americans are kind of drunk on food and overeating makes you dull. So scientific evidence is correct, because when you eat a big meal, the blood does go from the brain to the digestive tract. And fasting with juice or water offers the body a balance, a physical and emotional cleanse, and it's a balance. So how long should you do your fasting? Well, you can fast a couple of days or even 5 days, but if you do a five-day fast, the first 2 days usually should be light eating, maybe some fruits and salads, then 2 days of just juicing, and then you can finish off with some more fruits and salads again the last day. So if you're eating big meals, it won't make you stronger, but it'll make you feel more tired. So fast food meals that are loaded with lots of fat and starch, 1,000 calories really in one meal slow you down, make you really sleepy. The human body is kind of amazing. It can go months without food as long as it gets nutrients that it needs. I've talked to people who haven't been eating solid food for years. They just do juicing all the time. And here's the thing about juicing. You want to make sure that you don't do just citrus. You want to make sure you protect that pH balance. So you want to do vegetable juices along with some citrus juices, okay? So don't just do citrus. So if you plan to juice, you may feel a bit cooler body temperature-wise. The calories in solid food produces a lot of heat for the body. So you can layer on some clothing to compensate if you feel a little chilly. A little natural sweetener that won't displace your blood sugar like stevia can also help you. And if you're doing a five-day fast or a longer one, you may want to you may experience some energy lows, but they pass quickly within just 10 minutes. And this is very common because the body is used to solid food for fuel, and it's now on a liquid fuel. So what should you do if you get a hunger pain or two? Well, you can ignore it, or, you know, this too is going to pass. Or you can chew on some fennel seeds. It'll stave off the hunger pains. Another option is to use a single plant proteins like chlorella and spirulina. Add those to your juice. They'll give you lots of protein, and you won't feel as hungry. These proteins are water-soluble. They don't require digestion, but they do provide the body with more energy, and they help squelch those hunger pains. Now, another tip you'll want to do and you want to know about is you want to consume enough juice per day, okay? So the minimum is 1 gallon of juice per day while you're on this juice fuel fast, if you will. This is going to give you the adequate amount of nutrition. Now, you should always alternate your juices. Like I said, you know, if you're going to mix vegetable and citrus, that's fine, or alternate citrus and vegetables so you protect your pH level. Now, if blood sugar is an issue for you, you want to make sure that you want to maybe cut the citrus juices with 50% more distilled water. That lowers the sugar content a little bit for you. If your skin tends to feel a bit dry when you're doing any of your juice fasting, you want to decrease or avoid the orange juice. It tends to be a bit drying to the skin. So if you want to flush the kidneys a bit while you're doing your juicing, add some watermelon. Juice some watermelon. It's a natural diuretic. Yep. Also, if you're juicing the watermelon, you can actually throw the seeds in there and the white part of the rind. Lots of minerals in those seeds and the white part of the rind of watermelon. It has also some disinfecting properties for the urinary tract, the kidneys, and bladder, as well as flushing all that out. Now, I like to add radishes, too, because it will help cleanse the liver while I do my juicing. Kind of gives it a little zip, too. Also, if you add cabbage to your juices, it soothes your digestive tract. Okay, now here's the thing you want to remember. I know there's different juicing machines out there, but when you do juicing like this for energy and for a cleanse effect, you do not want pulp. Okay, you do not want pulp. You just want the live juice enzyme, no pulp. Okay, so you want to discard the pulp. So I know some people use the Ninja, but that's all the pulp. And I know they say, well, there's lots of fiber. That's great, but we're not talking about fiber this time. We're talking about live enzyme nutrition and protein and cleansing while we do this. Pulp is just going to require digestion. It's going to slow the digestive tract down. It's going to require more energy from the digestive tract to deal with it. So if you want more energy, get rid of the pulp, okay? I do tell people that if this is their first time, when they're doing juicing, I tell them this is what I would do if I was them. I wouldn't start off with a full 5 or 7 day juice fast. I would do a weekend. Take a weekend and get accustomed to juicing. Okay? Just take a weekend and let's do 1, maybe 2 days. And then, you know, once you get it down on what it takes to do your juicing, then you can make preparations to do a longer one. And you can do this once a month, once a quarter, and it's very beneficial as a cleansing nutritional element to the body. What I also like to do is I add that body food mix to my juices, lots of power and enzyme and nutrition, vitamins, minerals, natural B vitamins in there. It really covers the gamut of nutrition, and I can add it really easily to my juice without any bulkiness. So it's called Body Food Mix, Body Foundation Food Mix, and you find it at the powerherbs.com website. And it's a powder, water-soluble. Just throw a teaspoon in when you do your juicing, stir it up, and you're good to go. Later on, you can still use that Body Food Mix, add it to smoothies, add it to just regular orange juice if you want. Any time of day, anytime you want to use that, it's good to go. So the powerherbs.com, you can check it out there. That is thepowerherbs.com, or call them, ask them about the body food mix, or get a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 704-885-0277. I was going to give you an old number. That's not going to help. International number, 704-885-0277, or thepowerherbs.com. If you're on the website, don't forget to click on that green button in the left-hand corner. It says herb coupons, so you can save on your purchase. They also have a points redemption program that you can save on as well at checkout. So you have to register to get the point redemption thing going. And you'll save on each purchase, so that's really cool as well. If you're on the website, do sign up for their free newsletters that have lots of empowering information that go out to you each and every week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest newsletter goes out on Friday. You can sign up there at thepowerherbs.com. They're distributed by email, and you can share that information with family and friends. And, you know, just be well out there and pass it around. Empowerment. That's what it's about. Taking the power back, being proactive, being independent, being stronger, and less dependent on drugs. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.